got intro music, people.
What do you think about that? You like it? We licensed our own piece of music. Big shout out to Eric Smith and Banana Man Films for helping us out with that one. What? that's what we're going with for now. What do you guys think? Do you like it? Is it everything you always hoped and dreamed it would be? Does it make everything seem better? Does it get you excited to listen to a new episode? Let me know. Write me up. Hit me up at Facebook at Nick Hoff, Twitter at Nick Hoff, Instagram at Nick Hoff Comedy, or email me. That shouldn't be too hard to find. Let me know what you guys think. What are you liking about the podcast so far? What works? What doesn't? I'll listen to you. You're my sounding board, so give me suggestions. People have said they like when I bring Sarah in. They're like, hey, you know who's entertaining? More so than just you alone? Anyone else. Just grab whoever's there. Grab your wife. She is funnier than me. So what? I chose this as a career. She didn't. She chose to teach finger painting. So, her loss. So, it's a big week here at the podcast. Episode 3. We're recording Wednesday, the 28th of March, 2018. I've got some shows coming up this weekend. Friday, I'm down in San Diego at the Tipsy Crow. And then Tuesday, I'm in Oxnard, California at Levity Live. I'm going to be there with Mal Hall, very funny comedian. And then coming up further down the pipe there in April 13th and 14th, I'm in Canada. So anybody listening north of the border should come out to those shows if you're close by. I'm going to be on April 13th. I'm at the Revolution Place with in Grand Prairie, Alberta, with Cable Guy. And then I'm with Cable Guy on the 14th at the River Cree Resort in Enoch, Alberta. So if you're anywhere in the area, come out and check out a show. Say hi. Going to have a blast on those. So, what else is going on this glorious last week in March? Things are heating up outside. That's great. I've been working a ton getting this new material out there. I'm working on a short film right now that explores how material is born and created and crafted. So, hopefully, I'll be filming that this week and maybe a little bit next week. We'll see how it goes. And get that out to you guys so you can see that. It'll be just a short film, just like a 5 to 10 minute thing all about creating new material. So as a result, on Monday, I did all new material in front of a crowd that I normally do that with. But for whatever reason, I had my camera with me and I set that up. And for whatever reason, that seemed to heighten the stakes. And all of a sudden, I gave a damn, which you can't when you're doing new material. And so as a result, I ended up being nervous for no reason at all. That's the lowest stakes day in the life of a comedian, a seasoned comedian, just to do brand new stuff in front of, you know, a smaller crowd. But I set up the camera, and for whatever reason, that act all of a sudden put pressure on it, and I did not have fun. So then I had to go up last night and basically do the same thing. I had a few tags, cut some things out, so I was able to still tell, but man, that first taping, I was just like, oof, almost none of this plays. So I'll keep doing that, keep you guys posted. Hopefully by next week we'll have it in the can, and I can edit something together to put out there for you guys. I've been seriously considering getting off of Facebook. I don't know if you guys feel the same way. I know there was that whole leak and people were hacking in, but we always knew that was happening. You always knew they were mining our data. I know every time I log in, get on my phone, none of that is private. So I kind of always assume that. I'm not mad about that. I'm just mad too many people are getting up in arms about everything on Facebook, and I'm just kind of over it. Like, can't we all just be connected and share cool things and have fun and have laughs? But no, people are so politically charged right now, and I can't take it. I can't take it. Unless you're out there on the front lines doing something, unless you're writing legislation and trying to get it passed and pushing and talking to your governor and talking to your state representatives, then you're just mad. That's all you're doing. You're just mad, spreading filth. On Facebook, I had some guy posted this article. It was just clickbait is all it was. It was an article about an ex-military guy who was getting deported to Mexico. And it said, the headline was something like, war veteran who served two tours in Afghanistan getting deported to Mexico. And the guy was like, this is ridiculous. This is wrong. And then you click on the article, and he was discharged from the military for smoking pot on base, which, okay, not a huge deal, but still, you got booted from the military. And then he has been in prison for the last 8 years for trying to deliver 2 pounds of cocaine to an undercover cop. And you're like, and so he's in prison. He's getting deported from prison down to a Mexican prison. And I mean, come on. Army vet gets father gets deported. Not that cut in stone. Like I feel we definitely need to treat our veterans a little better, but you got caught trying to distribute 2 pounds of cocaine. I'm sorry. There's something inside that needs to say, no, this is probably not a good idea. And, you know, he never became a citizen. Anyway, I said that. I said, hey, you might want to read a little bit further into this, because the guy is not, he doesn't have a halo around his head. It's not like he's just walking down the street and he got dragged away from his family. He was already in prison. He's not the greatest of dudes, you know, army vet or not. And this person said, typical, getting mansplained by a straight white male. And I was kind of taken back, because I know that's a big thing right now, but I didn't know what to say, so I guess I can't say anything. I guess that's the deal. I guess if you're straight or white, you're not allowed to have an opinion about anything anymore. I guess that's the way it goes. And is that really what you want to do? That's racism, right? That's racist. Like, how are you going to turn around and be a reverse racist? That's so weird. We were just talking about one thing, and then all of a sudden, I'm devalidated. It's kind of stupid, you guys. You can't be that way. You can't live your life in absolutes. The second you do that, then you're just doing the same thing that you're complaining about. Complaining about racism. Complaining about people being marginalized. But then you're marginalizing people. We can't do that. We gotta take a step to the side and find the happy medium. Because otherwise you're just going to piss off the crazies. Again, like, I don't get pissed because I understand you just have misplaced anger. That's all that is. It's not my fault. You've had bad experiences in the past and now you're just lashing out. I don't take that personally. I'm fine. But you're just going to make the problem worse. We're not solving anything. And that's the problem with Facebook, is it never solves anything. Nobody has ever said, you know what? Yeah, you're right. You made some good points and I've changed my view. That never happens. That never happens. You cannot have a constructive debate that lasts longer than like 3 comments online. That's why everything needs to be face-to-face, settled in person. And you know what else I think? I think debates between people, and maybe even in the future, now you can do it with presidential elections, but like debates where people are arguing over things on TV, it should all be act outs. That's what it should be. It should just be all gestures. Like, you're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to do your talking points, your little sound clips. You got to do it all through facial expression and body language. That's what you have to do. I think that would force people to have empathy and not only in the way you express yourself, but also you're seeing it coming at you, not in some aggressive, yelling, terrible, shit-eating tone, but just like you can see the person's pain and what they're actually feeling by looking at their facial expressions rather than hearing their words. I think that might be a very interesting way to talk things out, so to speak. Although you're not talking at all. What do you guys think? Am I onto something? Is that stupid? Am I a moron? Is that a terrible game of gestures? Is that unwatchable television? I wonder. Sometimes I have these thoughts. Maybe I'll try that. I'll try it with my wife sometime. I'll say, next time she gets mad at me, I'll be like, next time I get mad at her, which is almost never, that's what I'll do. I'll say, let's solve this just through facial expressions. We're not allowed to talk. We're just able to look at each other and do body language, like Ursula in The Little Mermaid. 90% of communication is that way. Maybe I'll try that. God, what a terrible idea. What a terrible idea. Trying to get in shape. I didn't make any New Year's resolution, but I just look at myself in the mirror, and it's not what I want to see looking back. And I should post a picture. Nobody ever does that. Nobody ever, everybody always does the before and after picture, but after they're already in shape. And people say, you're brave. Look at you. You're posting your true self. But no, that's not them anymore. That's a shadow. True bravery is posting what you look like now before you get better. And that would probably give you a little more accountability. You wouldn't shame yourself into getting healthy because you already put it out there. You're like, this is who I am. But people are always like, this is who I was, a fat, disgusting slob. But now look at me. I've got pecs and stomach muscles, six-pack. But that's not bravery. True bravery is posting it. So I guess if I were to take my own advice, I would post the set from Monday before I made the jokes better. I'm not going to do that. They're not ready. You guys don't want to see that anyway. Looking at a picture is different from listening to an 8-minute set of pure drivel. So I'm not going to do that. But maybe I'll post a picture of my fat ass so you guys can look at it and be like, oh my God, no, don't do that. No, you can't do that without a palate cleanser. You have to get in shape before you show us what you actually look like. It must be rectified before you go down that road. I don't know. We'll see. I don't have a gym or anything. The comic basketball league is supposed to be starting back up, but that, I don't know, that's only once a week of cardio, and the rest is just me in my house doing planks, push-ups, and sit-ups in between, you know, eating and drinking. That's all that is. This is never going to get in shape this way. Maybe, though. We'll see. This podcast should be called Hofcast Theories, or just Hofcast We'll See, because I'm not solving anything. I'm not figuring anything out and bringing it to you. I'm just putting all these potential things out there. But then you're supposed to come back at me with your suggestions. So if nothing gets solved, that's kind of on you. Like, I'm doing my part. I'm putting out ideas. You guys got to bat them back at me or run with them. Somebody out there has to do that. What else is going on? My wife wants a new car. Got a baby due in 6 weeks, I believe. I think she's 34 weeks. Got a baby coming, and it's a minivan. Minivan time, you guys. Anybody out there have one of those? You know what? I used to fear the minivan days. I remember that commercial. I forget what it was for, but the guy's working out in a gym, and they get over the speaker. Will the person in the tan minivan please come? Tan minivan. And the guy's looking around like it's not his car. He's trying to look cool. But now I'm like, I don't care. Whatever. If it's easier to transport kids in, who gives? Like, that's fine. And we've been out test driving them. But a test drive, this is the most ridiculous thing in the world. A test drive. You get to go 1 mile around the block and decide if you think that car's going to go another 100,000 miles. What kind of test is that? You should let me take it to Fresno and back. 1 mile around the block? I can run a mile around the block, but if you sit around and watch me for the next 3 to 4 miles, it's going to be pathetic, and you're not going to put a down payment on me. But 1 mile, I can do, and I don't have 4 wheels and 4 axles. We're driving around, I'm like, yeah, seems like it's pretty good. This feels like this car is driving. And then I get to the parking lot. I'm like, but will it go further? Will this get me home? Well, can I drive it across the country? You never know. And this one that we test drove, I was like, can I take it to my mechanic and have him check it out? They're like, no, he can come here. We can't, for liability reasons, take it 3 miles down the road. And my mechanic's like, well, I have work. I have to be here. I'm not going to go there. I have to be here to fix cars. Bring it here. And I was like, ah, never mind. And to me, that was on the salesman. Okay. If they won't let me take it 3 miles down the road to have somebody look at it for a half hour, even if you, if I were a salesman, I'd get in that car with me, you know, and drive it myself as a salesman, drive it down there, have it checked out. Like, I want to make this sale. You're going to spend hours with people going around the lot. Like, you might as well take the hour to take it to somebody, unless it is truly a pile of garbage, which it very well could have been. Maybe that's the reason they're like, no, don't let that one go off the lot. That one won't make it very far. You know, in fact, instead of the 1 mile test drive, why don't you give them the old half miler, half block? Because who knows, this bad boy's barely hanging on. Maybe it was like that. So that's the way I felt. If you're not going to let me take it 3 miles down the road, then I don't think it's worth getting. But I didn't trust it. It was a used car lot. We went to several of them. None of them are trustworthy. None of them. The only one that I actually liked was CarMax. And the guy like said, oh, here's the minivan and like some bigger SUVs with third rows. I'm going to leave you alone. Check it out. Maybe that's because he knew we looked like rubbish. But he was like, you know what? I'm going to leave you alone. Check them out. But every other place, the guys were like hawking over us. And we pulled into the lot and there were like 12 guys waiting under a tent. And they just swarm our vehicle. And they're like, we can help you. We can help you. Come over here. This is a beautiful car. Beautiful car. You should get this car. This car. We've got all this. So this car. And it was just like, oh, everything here feels shady. Everything does not feel right. They're too eager to you know, show me everything. They don't have a single bad car on the lot. Are you kidding? So I don't know how I'm ever going to get this. I don't know how I'm ever going to trust anyone enough to buy a car from them. It's a giant purchase, and you have no idea. No idea. 1 minute the car's working fine, the next minute it's toast. And you're like, damn it! If I knew anything about cars, I would not have gotten that, but I don't. That's why I got to take it to my mechanic and hope to God he tells me the truth. Hope to God he's like, nah, this will be good. But in honesty, he probably doesn't know everything either. He can look at something and be like, nah, it seems fine. And then the timing belt busts off or the transmission falls out. Who the hell knows? Ugh, I hate it. I hate buying a car. I hate buying a depreciating asset. It just like I have buyer's remorse before I even buy it. So stupid. It's like having a third kid. What are we doing? As soon as I heard it, I was like, oh no! Oh no, and we're only 6 weeks away. We're only 6 weeks away from having that third kid, baby girl. Oh, what am I doing? They say on average, a kid in America, by the time they're 18, will have cost their parents $230,000. And I heard a comic the other day compared to buying a house. And $230,000 seems high. It feels like parents that give their kids everything. But I guess after food and doctor's bills and clothes and soccer practice, I don't know. I guess if you only spend $10,000 a year, that's $180,000. So I guess $230,000 is not unreasonable. Damn it, what are we doing? Oh no. We should have thought about that. $230,000 times 3? 690? Oof. That's almost $750,000. Just for love? They say you can't buy a love. Well, guess what? We did it 3 times. These kids better damn well appreciate it. Oh, God. $690,000. If I tell my wife that, she'll probably say we should have more. She'll probably say, that's not even a million. What are you doing? Be funnier. Go make more money. Guys, you got to start listening to the podcast over and over again. I'm going to need many more downloads. You guys have to go. If you are still listening to this, make sure you're subscribed on iTunes. Make sure you've given it a 5-star review and an actual written review. Make sure you do that. I'm going to need it. $690,000 worth. I need you to do that. I need you to log in to your boyfriend, your husband's, your wife, your girlfriend, your kid's account. I need you to make them 5-star it. Make them subscribe. Post it on Facebook. Post on Twitter, Instagram, MySpace, whatever the hell you're doing. I just realized you guys have to do this more. Dude, it's true though that you do love these kids. That my 2-year-old, we were removing the toilet in our bathroom because when we tiled, we didn't quite get close enough to the little death ring. So we had to take it off so that we could tile underneath the toilet so it wouldn't show where we missed. And I was taking a break. Well, I had tiled it and I was waiting for the tile to cure. You have to wait like 2 days or whatever the hell they tell you. And so we had the toilet sitting on a cardboard box just in the bathroom. And we had to walk down to the pool every time. Our complex has a pool. We'd have to walk down there to the bathroom every time to go. And my wife and I are just sitting down, relaxing. And all of a sudden we're like, where the hell's the 2-year-old? Usually he's squawking or running around somewhere. We didn't hear him. Where in the world is he? We look for him. He's not. Okay, he's not out on the porch. He's not in his bedroom. He's not under the bed. Okay, he's not in the kitchen. Bathroom? Yep. Yahtzee, there he is, sitting on the toilet, which is not connected to anything, just taking a steamer. Right there. And he didn't even put the toilet seat down. I posted a video on my Facebook page if you want to go see it when we discovered that he was in there. He's just laughing his ass off. And he's so small, so his legs are bent down inside the bowl. Like he's just hovering 3 inches over the water inside there. And I know you guys are probably like, Nick, don't you know when you remove the toilet you're supposed to take out the water? I turned off the water. I flushed it multiple times. There's a little bit of water left in there. I didn't see a problem. And guess what? It wasn't a problem. And in the end, I'm glad he didn't poop on pure porcelain. There was a little bit of, what's the term they use when you, when it's poop covered in water? There's some term when it's not covered, right? In water. God, somebody over at Google's like, why the hell is he checking that out? There's no way I'm gonna be able to find that. But there is a term for like poop that's not sunk underwater. And anyway, we had that be the case because we had a little bit of water left in there and it wasn't a problem. Okay, nothing spilled. We put a plastic bag underneath of it just in case, but nothing came out. It was fine. But it was hilarious watching his little ass cheeks just hover 3 inches over what water was left. He's taking a dump, and when we discovered him, he just started laughing hysterically. And I was like, okay, I get it, little guy. I guess that, you know, that alone, we're going to give you $500 out of your $230 on that one. That was worth $500, okay? You still owe us well over $200,000 in love. So get to work, Neil Henry. But that was a pretty good moment in the life of a parent. Dude, it's crazy. The remodeling, which is so stupid. HGTV, we watch it. We watch those shows, The Property Brothers, The Flip or Flop, The Love It or List It. We watch those, and they're always like, and this is something you can do yourself. No, you can't. No, you can't. There's like a handful of dudes that can actually do this stuff yourself. You can watch YouTube videos till the cows come home, but in the end, you're just going to have to like roll up your sleeves and try. And it's not going to turn out well. It's not. Some things in this house turned out all right. Other things, I took a huge steamer on. It wasn't even, like, I might as well have been sitting on that toilet with him. With the amount of paint jobs I've had to redo. I had to redo the tile, as I've already talked about. I bought a new microwave and installed the light socket for that. And it kicks off you know, about every third time we use it, it kicks off. A guy told me, no, you got to use this kind of light socket. You can't use that. So I got to switch that out. We scraped the popcorn ceilings and had to we had to re-mud it up there. I joked that I was scraping the popcorn ceilings just to increase the square footage of this tiny place that we've invested all our money into. We took all of it. Everything I've earned for the last 10 years doing comedy and more, we took it all and threw it at this place, and we still have a mortgage. It's kind of ridiculous. But those HGTV shows, they're like, you can do it. This is really simple. And they'll wrap it up in a half hour. Yeah, of course. You had professionals working on this. You had editors who edited those time-lapse videos down. It took 8 weeks, and yet you crammed it into a half hour. Of course it looked easy. Okay, Jonathan and whatever the other property brother's name is, whoever the dude that doesn't have to do the manual labor, my God, he got the best part of that deal, didn't he? He's like, I'll tell you what, I'll wear a suit and I will sell this. I will carry the paperwork and you will come up with the designs and do all the hard manual labor. Cool? Cool. That dude, he made a good little life for himself. The other guy's working his ass off, and maybe he's not. Maybe he, like, takes a sledgehammer, puts a hole in the wall, and then he just gets his boys, his crew, to clean it up. I don't know what the hell's going on over there. But anyway, this made-for-TV stuff, nah, I'm not buying it anymore. And now I'm bitter when we watch it. Now when my wife's watching something, I'm just yelling out in the background, it's a lie! It's a lie. That's not true. He can't do it. I can't do it. I tried to rewire some electrical, and I got shocked like 7 times in the first half hour. Sarah left. She's like, you're going to redo that light fixture up there? I said, sure, honey. Love to. And I get up there, right, and I'm up on a a step stool, so I'm already off the ground. And I take a little jolt. And that, after that happened about the third time, I just took a knee and just sat there. I think I cracked a beer, maybe the problem is that I'm drinking, because I feel like all of these, like, man things, all of these manual labor things that I'm doing, you got to be drinking a beer with it. Maybe that's the reason they're not turning out. Maybe that's my problem. I keep a steady stock of beer, so that I can do that. I do that when I grill too. If I'm grilling a piece of meat, I'm drinking a beer or having a scotch or just a whiskey. That's the way I'm doing it, because there's something about the ritual of it all. And doing manual labor, anytime I've ever done anything to my car, even though I don't know what I'm doing, I will bring a beer and sit out there with my shirt off, because that's part of the ritual. That's the only thing you're getting out of it. You gotta obey the ritual. You gotta see that. That's the fun part of it. Otherwise, you're just doing work. Who wants to do that? Not me. Not me. Everything I learned fixing up this condo, people say, now you know how to tile. That's a great skill. No, I never want to do it again. I never want to do that again. So I have this skill now that I would hate to do. So I'm not. But we're enjoying the place. I think it's, for the most part, it's coming together now that the bathroom's gotten tiled. I think the bathroom's like 99% done. There might be some paint touch-ups and that stuff that goes around the bottom along the wall, whatever that is, baseboards or whatever. We got to redo those. But other than that, I think it's pretty close. And if we ever get back along with our neighbor, things will be peachy keen. Yeah. Yeah, I told you episode one, been having a little issue with our elderly neighbor. And she gets mad because my kids make noise. I'm like, hey, kids make noise. Okay. She got so mad. She called one day. The kids were getting ready to go out swimming. And I was like, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry, Fern. We're going, taking the boys out swimming. She goes, I hope you drown. I was like, it's a nice sentiment. Appreciate it. Dude, sweet old lady right next door. Not so sweet. But ever since she had that little tirade about 2 weeks ago, only seen her once, and she kind of like sulked away. So hopefully she realizes that she kind of went off the deep end on that one. And I feel bad for her. My wife feels bad. You know, she's sitting there. She's all alone. I feel bad for her. But you can't say that. She called and cursed me out. And I was being kind. I was like, listen, we're trying to get him out there. We're trying to take him swimming. She's throwing all these four-letter words at me. And then I was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, I hope you drown. I was like, nah. All right. Point taken. I get it. So, I don't know. Hopefully one day we can bury the hatchet with her. But as for right now, she's not a welcome addition in the Hoff home. She'd come over a couple times. We'd had over for dinner. No. Now that I see her true colors and what she can yell at me when I'm being nice to her and understanding. No, ain't gonna happen. So I'll keep you guys posted on those escapades as they come along. And we're going to have a guest. Sorry, Sarah couldn't make it on this one. She's been running around really busy. So we'll get her in here on the next one. Send in your questions if you have things you want us to discuss from a marriage point of view or from a lady's perspective or a man's perspective, if that's what we're calling me. Write in. Direct message me on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, any of those. Email me. And help us spread this podcast, you guys. I appreciate you listening. I see the statistics. You guys are doing it. So I appreciate it. Help me spread it along. It's going to get better. We're going to have some guests on here. And, I mean, look, we got the intro music. That's pretty fantastic, isn't it? I got to figure out how to put it back on the tail end. But for right now, and I apologize for the creepy whispering at the beginning. I'm gonna get a guy in here to do a little VO on the intro. But for right now, you had to deal with me whispering on the front end. I thought it worked. Thought it was, you know, something. As long as you're not listening to this in the dark and you're creeped out by it. But just know that was me. I'm not creepy at all. You don't have to worry about a thing. So that's the podcast for this week. I'll get back at you next week, and we'll discuss a whole new barrage of topics. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast. Like I said, give a 5-star, write a review, share it with some friends. You know, get everybody's phone you can get and force them to subscribe. Tell them to give it a listen. It's only going to get better from here. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next week.